going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back into our day three coverage, TrainSouth.com, WWL Draft Fest rolling on, doing a quick recap of today's picks. We had linebacker out of Oklahoma, Danny Stutzman, going to the black and gold in round four, along with Louisville corner Quincy Riley. Then they had to wait till round six, and the black and gold getting a running back, just picking up Kansas's Devin Neal with the 184th overall selection. Still two more picks left on the board for the Saints in round seven. That's 248 and number 254. We'll return with even more of our coverage after our news break right here on WWL. Stay tuned. What's going on, everyone? Steve Geller with Saints legends Deuce McAllister and Bobby Hebert, along with our draft analyst Mike Dettillier and the voice of the Saints, Mike Hawes. We're bringing you all the live action of the draft, plus that all-pro analysis you can only get on the home of the Saints, WWL. You can come join us right now at Metairie at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, the official supermarket of the Saints. That's 3711 Power Boulevard. Love to meet you out here. We've been breaking down all the picks that have been happening all this draft long, and so much for moving on from anything right now. The Saints have held on to all their selections, making three so far today, and we got two more still left on the board.
Yeah, because we thought maybe there might be a deal.
Package things to move up into
move
the fifth.
Maybe get another one. But, again, you know, coming into this, we had talked about the two backs, Devin Neal from Kansas, Damian Martinez from Miami of Florida. But when you look at Devin, the way he's built, his running instincts, his toughness, production, and, okay, he didn't have a world-class crew around him. And I'm sure he got a lot of nice NIL stuff to transfer. But him being a Kansas guy, he decided to stay and finish it off for his final season at Kansas. And, you know, the way he can catch the football, man, to get him in round six, that's, I think, a damn good pick for this football team.
Yeah, Mike, how about this? Because when you think of Kansas, it's like when you think of Kentucky. You think basketball. Now, times are changing, but I'm just talking about traditionally. You know, Kansas State Wildcats, not the Kansas State Jayhawks. Now, to show you, you know, like, you think, like, history of football. You know who's probably the greatest running back, one of the greatest in NFL history to come
Gale
out of
Sayers.
The Kansas Comet. Kansas Comet, Gale hey, Sayers, Chicago
and,
Bears.
And your boy came out of that, too. Riggins.
Oh, John Riggins with Washington Redskins. Yeah. Oh, God. Think about that, because you don't think of Kansas Jayhawks football. And then you think of Gale Sayers. You think of Riggins. Do you know that Devin Neal earned a legendary status with the Jayhawks fan base? He set school records for rushing yards in a season and rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
So 1,200 yards, 16 touchdowns. Better than Riggins or Gale Sayers in college.
And remember? Back then, they ran the ball more than what they do today.
Right.
They throw the ball today.
Yeah,
that was his junior
passing.
Year. That was his junior,
junior year.
Right? So 1280,
yeah.
And then 1266 his senior year, 16 touchdowns in both junior and senior year.
And I'm always, and I told this to Bob off there, I'm always intrigued when you have a back that plays on a team Name me another Kansas guy that got drafted.
No, that's what I say. So they go when in the meetings they get okay. We got to stop him.
One guy. Okay, just make sure Devin Neal's not the guy to beat us. And look at what he averaged per rush every time he touched the football. So that to me is impressive when you can put up those tight numbers.
So, Mike, I'm looking at this overall 21, 4.5, 22, 6.1, 23, 6.3, 24, 5.8, so career 5.7. So it was like the bottom line is, to me, if you get over 4.5 yards, I don't care if it's even college. I know pros is unbelievable. But that is something like Deuce said, if it's 32, boy, do we have to trick him or pass? Or how about we can get 2 yards, 2.5 yards?
I can line up and go get 2 yards.
Yeah.
I can line up and go get 2 yards.
And then it's like first down, Saints. And
the other thing, too, is his ability to catch the ball. I talked about this before. He caught 70 passes total the last 3 years. Now, when you're running the football that much and they're going to throw it to you, a couple times a game. He's making it work on that end, too.
So maybe you comment on this. I don't know enough of this guy, but like Pro Comp, they were saying Javonte Williams, Denver Broncos. They said they're two sides of the same coin, two stocky running backs who carry good weight on their bodies with quality vision, contact balance, but they may not have the speed to absolutely outrun defenders. To take a 60-70-yard run, we don't need that. But Neal can definitely handle a low-end role at the next level, although he might benefit from a more zone-friendly scheme. I don't know.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Well, what scheme are we running after the break?
You'll carry both.
Okay.
Yeah, you do
all right.
Both.
Make sure you keep it locked right here. We're heading to break right now. The new running back, Devin Neal, will be joining us soon right here on WWL Saints Radio. Stay tuned after the break.
Back with our Rouse's Market Draft Fest coverage brought to you by TrainSouth.com. Going to take a little break from the draft, though. Mike Haas has a Zurich Classic update for us.
Just quickly till we get Devin Neal, of course, right now. It's Andrew Novak, Ben Griffin leading right now, 22 under, four are tied at 21 under. Rory and Shane just one back at 20 under. They're playing the 18th hole. So just so much going on, man. Good Lord. Jazz Fest, golf, college baseball, draft. Awesome.
People talk about it too, like they want New Orleans to host this event, and it seems like the perfect venue for it.
Never.
It just seems so tough with the available hotels.
No hotel rooms at Jazz Fest, but it does give you the opportunity to give Green Bay's and places that will never get a Super Bowl this event. This event has turned into something massive, and as Mike said a while ago, it's going to be 4 days soon.
Maybe one day when the paths don't so much collide with the draft, Jazz Fest, and the Zurich Classic, you know, we can get things going.
I think we have Devin.
Hoss, I might have missed it. I was just coming back. Are those young cats, are they still winning? Are they still leading the rookies?
Well, what does that mean, young cats?
Like the rookies, like kind of like almost people that you don't know. You don't know of them. It's not a household golf name.
Andrew Novak and Ben Griffin?
I don't know.
Yeah, those are the rookies. Bobby's talking about the two that broke
Taylor
the
Dixon, yeah, exactly.
Carl,
yeah.
Carl Phillips, Michael Thornton, I mean, they're all, you know.
You know what's great, though? You know what's great is that McIlroy showed up,
yep,
and Tiger Woods never came to the Missouri Classic.
There we go.
I like that.
Guys,
yep,
joining the show now, newest Saints draft pick, Kansas running back Devin Neal, coming to the black and gold. Devin, thanks so much for the time. How you doing after getting drafted by the black and gold?
Hey, I'm so excited. I'm fired up. I'm honored. And, you know, it's a dream come true. So I'm excited to do whatever it takes to win a Super Bowl in New Orleans for sure.
And Devin, how does it make you feel? Like,
who are you speaking to right now?
Who are you, Bobby?
Oh, yeah, you got Bobby Hebert, Cajun Cannon. Yeah. I used to play quarterback one day back in the day. Devin, Steve, go ahead and introduce us. Go ahead.
That's Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, another Saints legend with us, is Deuce McAllister. We have our WWL NFL draft analyst, and Mike D'Antilia, and also the voice of the Saints with us, Mike Haas. So you got a whole crew waiting to talk to you, Devin. Here's the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert again.
And, Devin, I like history. You know, a lot of people around the country, we think of Kansas Jayhawks, we think basketball, but it seems like you help, change that a little bit, and you're part of Kansas Jayhawk football history. And the reason why I say that, you know, I like history. I look at the Kansas Comet, Gail Sears, way before you were born. I was a little boy, all the records and what he did for professional football Hall of Famer Gail Sears, John Riggins. Winning a Super Bowl with the Redskins. But I'm looking at this caught my attention. Devin Neal earned legendary status with the Jayhawks, setting the school records for rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. And that's one thing in each of the past two seasons. So you got to be proud of that. I know if you're a Jayhawk loyal fan, that they definitely probably made you aware of that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure that. And you know, it was an honor to play for that university and do whatever it takes to, you know, just change that program because that was my goal. And, you know, it's just really special to be able to do that and achieve history at the same time. So, you know, now it's on to bigger and better, you know, and do whatever it takes to, like I said before, to win a Super Bowl for the New Orleans Saints, man. And it's crazy to even say that. You know, it's definitely a dream come true. So I'm definitely fired up and excited.
So, hey, how you doing? This is Deuce McAllister. I got to tell you, congratulations. Do you know the last Jayhawk that was drafted by the New Orleans Saints?
I do not. Who?
I do not know either, Deuce. Who is it?
Moran Norris played fullback at Kansas. He was my fullback.
Oh, wow.
From okay. Kansas. So, no, you probably were.
You're a little boy.
You were a little boy at that time. So, no worries back there. We're talking way back in 2001. So, that was some years ago. But, no, he was drafted by Kansas. And so, what's your playing weight? What do you feel comfortable-wise, playing-wise, your playing weight?
Yeah, I play at like 215 to 218.
And I know you're one cut back.
Yeah, but I just view myself as a guy who can do it all. You know, I feel like I'm an every down back for sure.
Yeah, so I mean, just not necessarily that's no knock just because you're one cut back. Do you like is it more zone or gap schemes?
I think I'm more of a zone guy, I guess.
Got it. And you had over 70 catches the last 3 years as far as catching the football. Do you get a lot of choice routes? Have you ran a lot of choice routes or angle routes or most of them have been, you know, out of the backfield swing passes type situations?
I ran more options and choice routes, not necessarily angles, but I definitely have that ability. We just didn't do it a ton at the University of Kansas.
Yeah, so that's no worries. I mean, you're going to do what the coaches tell you to do. So I was just trying to get, you know, really just a profile so our listeners can understand some of the things that you do well, some of the things that you feel comfortable. And, you know, just, hey, look, even myself, you know, you see it, you get comfortable with it, and then it can grow as far as your package on what you can do. And picking up the blitz, you don't mind sitting in that A-gap when that Mike is coming downhill at you?
Absolutely not. You know, I know one of my main jobs is to protect the Q, and so if that's what I got to do, that's what I got to do. So I can, you know, sit in the A-gap and be able to handle any type of pressure. You know, I pride myself on being able to do it all, and, you know, definitely one of the most important things is pass protection. So I take a lot of pride in that for sure.
No doubt about it. Congratulations.
You know, Devin, watching some of your highlights, what I notice, there's no wasted steps. Now, Deuce is a running back, but I can observe playing quarterback and looking at the running back position is that, and Deuce brought this up, one cut runner who accelerates to the top speed early. And I'm looking at your outside running, your elusiveness, your movement, your dangerous and open field, that you can hit it and get it in one step, and all of a sudden you're free. You're on the outside, even though it might be designed to be inside, but you made that one cut. And it wasn't wasted because of your vision. So I know something that has to be instincts. Or is that? I don't think you could coach that. I think you were probably born to be able to have the ability that one cut and hit it and get it.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I do think it's a mix of, you know, being kind of born with that and also just working towards the ability to, you know, be able to just read a defense. You know, I think it comes with a lot of film watching and understanding the game itself to play a little bit faster. You know, I just think it all goes hand in hand with that. And, yeah, I pride myself on getting in and out of the hole, getting in and out of my cuts. And, you know, because time is of the essence, especially my position. So you don't have time to really be too patient sometimes. But sometimes you have to have just enough patience to, you know, get through the gap. So that's the most important thing in my position, I believe.
Devin, Mike Dettelier, first of all, congratulations. Haven't watched you at Kansas. And you know, not a lot of backs, you know, spend 4 years at the same place anymore. But, man, you were such a big part of the Jayhawk offense as a runner and a receiver. But a little bit about your high school background. You just weren't a football player. You were also recruited to Kansas because you could play baseball too, correct?
Yes, sir, I did.
So what position you played in baseball?
I played center field.
So that means you can track down the ball. It means you can run. You got good hand-eye coordination.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Having watched you, so impressed with your ability to get up the field, and it was yardage after contact. Because a lot of guys, they gain the yards, but they may go down fairly easily. They can't say that about you. You were always falling forward for extra yardage, and I'm impressed when a runner can kind of press that field and gain extra yardage after that first contact.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's like I said before, you know, you have a lot of jobs as a runner, you know, and really just falling forward, staying ahead of the sticks is just as important as all the home run plays. So you want to stay away from negatives and you want to get as much yardage as you can. And me being crafty, like, you have to find ways to get the extra yardage that's needed. So, yeah, I mean, I just think it's all important. And, you know, I work on all these little phases of the game.
Devin, this is Mike Haas, Voice of the Saints, along with Deuce. Just a quick one, and I feel like I've kind of asked this question to every player because the situation is similar, and that is you're going to be joining the backfield with the likes of Alvin Kamara, 2017, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, a top pick in 2020. So you're going to have this knowledge built in, but you're also going to be in a situation where you can get on the football field. And so that's got to be exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, I've talked to Coach Thomas already, and, you know, him saying, you know, I got to earn everything, you know, and that's the key to me is I got to go out there and earn it still. You know, it's still the NFL, but I'm excited for, you know, also the opportunity to be able to play. And that's exactly what Coach Thomas said. And, you know, I'm definitely excited to play in the NFL, man. That's the dream. That's what I've worked for my entire life. So now that it's here, you know, it's time to go to work. So I'm definitely not taking this day for granted, and I'm so excited.
Hey, were you part of? Were you a team captain with Kansas?
I was. I was a two-time captain.
Not shocking at all. I appreciate it.
Well, it seems like the Saints, my friend. And you know, Hoss and Devin, you know what? It seems like, I don't care what you play, what position. A lot of times the Saints players who we draft, they're all the captains on their team.
Yep.
You know, so when you're talking about what you're doing off the field and on the field, I think that's definitely a priority with the Saints scouting department. You know, what kind of individual they are, so good for you that you were that kind of leader, Devin.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That means a lot.
Devin, what are some of the things away from football you like to do in your spare time? Because coming to New Orleans, you got plenty of things of festivals, food, and obviously tons of fun here in the city. Just curious, some of your interests outside of the game.
Yeah, so, I mean, for me, I love to just spend time outdoors. You know, I love, you know, fishing. I like playing the game. I like watching TV. I'm pretty of a homebody, though. Like, I like just relaxing and doing my own thing. And yeah, I'm pretty chill. I'm pretty chill. I'm not going to lie.
Well, Devin, I can tell you right now, fishing in Kansas ain't no fishing in Louisiana.
We're going to hook you up
and get you a speckled trout and redfish. This is sportsman's paradise. I don't think Kansas is known for sportsman's paradise. You come to Louisiana and you like to fish? Man, we going fishing. And it's going fishing. And it could be after the Super Bowl, whatever. No, they have a lot of people want to take you fishing.
Don't let Bobby drive the boat.
No, we'll
get a designated driver for that.
I'm going to go fishing with you, and I'll tell you what, there's no better place. People all over the world come to Louisiana to fish. That's when you like to fish, you come into the right pro football team. I can tell you that. They'll take care of you.
I love that. I love that for sure.
All right.
Devin, thanks so much for the time. I'm going to get you to the Cajun Cannon, though. He's going to introduce you to a ritual, you would say, with Saints fans, also known as the Who Dat Nation.
Yeah, the Who Dat Nation. Okay. Devin, probably they're going to ask you to get the fans pumped up. We always do a Who Dat chant. And I want to hear now. You got to bring a little passion, bring a little heat. And I'm going to be a little loud, a little bit, but it's like I want to feel it from within, coming from your gut. And it's like, all right, Who that say ain't going to beat them Saints? Who that? Who that? Okay, go ahead. Now, said enough. I think I'll coach you up.
I need to hear that second part. One more time. Let me hear that second part.
Okay, I know. I'm getting kind of excited. Okay. Who that? Who that say ain't going to beat them Saints? Who that? Who that?
Okay, bet. So he said, who that? Who that say ain't going to beat them Saints? Who that? How about that? How about that?
Oh, hey, I think
good coaching job.
I tell you what, this is the Who Dat Nation. Listen, we're international. Dallas might want to be America's team. They ain't won nothing forever. But the Saints, we're international. Come on, we too cool for school. You come into the right team and go fishing and you just represent. Man, you kick ass at the Saints, they'll love you for life. I'm just telling you right now. So hopefully you have a successful career here, and it seems like you have the heart and the passion to do it, so hopefully that's the case.
I love that. I appreciate you all. I really do.
Devin, all right, Devin.
Congratulations. We'll be seeing you soon at Rookie Minicamp.
Congratulations, Devin.
That was good. See you soon.
Who that, Devin? Take care. That was Devin Neal, new Saints running back, just selected in the sixth round by the Black and Gold. Welcome to the Big Easy, brought to you by Bud Light. Drink and enjoy Bud Light.
Well, as we go on a break, look at our reading about this. He may not be the first back off the board, but he could easily become one of the most productive to come out of this class, no matter where he lands. Well, now he landed with the Who Dat Nation. So now he's gonna be a stud for the Saints. All the running backs, watch. We can remember maybe this day Devin Neal. You remember all of a sudden Sean Payton had the vision with Alvin Kamara?
Where were you when they drafted Devin Neal? Where were you at?
Right here at Rouse's on Power Boulevard.
Yeah,
right
there
here. I'll never forget. Right here at Power Boulevard at Rouse's, Devin Neal. All of a sudden, we had a vision. We looked at our crystal ball. Man, we knew he was going to be a stud. I tell you, he sounds like he loves football. That's what I like.
Cajun Cannon is pumped up.
Yeah. He don't sound like no Kendrick Miller. Kendrick Miller, to me, I'm not trying to be negative, but he's way more passionate than Kendrick Miller.
We're going to be right back here at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard in Metairie, folks. Make sure you stop by and say hey. We'll be right back with more of our Draft Fest coverage here on WWL. Who dat? Back here on our TrainSouth.com Draft Fest coverage on WWL. We're at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, the official supermarket of the Saints. Quick recap of day three of the draft so far for the Black and Gold. Oklahoma linebacker Danny Stutzman going in the fourth round with the 112th overall selection. Also in the fourth round, Louisville corner Quincy Riley. Then in the sixth round, we just heard from him, Kansas running back Devin Neal joining the Saints, pick number 184. And we still have two in the seventh, 248 and 254.
Well, I like Devin Neal, but I like what we've done today. I don't know. It might be pie in the sky. Maybe I woke up on the right side of the bed.
I like that positive feeling.
But I'm feeling really optimistic on the back end of the draft, and we're just talking with Hoss and Mike and Deuce and all about this. We do an outstanding job with college free agents, even in our drafted. You know, hopefully we hit. We have a couple of seventh rounders. We all remember Marcus Colston, Zach Strief. We didn't know what's going to come about, but we do an unbelievable job in college free agents. So I tell you what, we're going to have a young team. I think we got to be patient. We need to support our team, and you got to look at the big picture. Everybody wants the instant fix. Okay, what about this season? What have you done for him lately? But you might have to weather the storm, and it might not be till 2026. But if you're trending in the right direction and you give fans hope, then they're going to be in that number. You don't ever want them to feel like, all's lost. Yeah, all's lost. And because they ain't going too far. I'm telling you, as think about how the bandwagon, and you got a waiting list. As soon as the Saints win, what? Then you got a waiting list that's off the chart. Think about how things turned around pre-Katrina or post-Katrina. We won three games. Sean Payton and Drew Brees comes on board. Everybody wants to be in that number. It don't take a long time. Look, all of a sudden, you know who wants to be all on that number? Look at the Washington Commanders. It wasn't that long ago, man, they were dog-cussing the Commanders. Look after one season with Jane Daniels
Jane
and all.
Jane Daniels sort of changed the world.
Everybody's all of a sudden, maybe can we overtake the Eagles? Can we make a difference? And they ain't talking about the damn Cowgirls. The Cowgirls are like a third banana. It's like the Eagles are the Commanders right now.
Think about the Rams pre-Sean McVay.
Right.
Right. In L.A., man, I got so many other things to do. I don't need to go to no damn Rams game.
And think about this, the division. That's why it's a continuous process. You got to get that trigger, man. They had Jared Goff. We got cheated. The Nolan No Call, we all know that. They scored 3 points in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. We'd have scored more than 3 points. But what they make, they get rid of Jared Goff. He's had success with the Lions, but they bring in Matthew Stafford. I'm telling you. It ain't over. I don't know if the quarterback, if Shuck and Oishes, if he's going to work out. I hope he works out. But all I know is that if you don't work out, you don't give up the ghost. You got to fight back next year, and we just got to just lift the fight another day. It might be a next year we get a quarterback. You never know. You got to continue until you get it right. We need like the second coming of Drew Brees. It will happen eventually.
We just hope we live long enough.
You just want a young man that can get you in and out of the huddle, that can get you lined up, and that gives you a chance.
Just
gives you a chance to win.
I agree, Deuce.
That's what you want at the quarterback position. Now, some individuals have the characteristics that they can go, and regardless of who you put them out there with, they can be successful.
Right, right.
That's not every quarterback.
No, hell no.
That's not every quarterback.
There's a handful like that.
There you go. So find me a guy that can get the guys in and out of the huddle, that my team plays hard for, and that guys will want to play with. Now, if he can elevate other players, then great. But most quarterbacks, like you said, a handful, they cannot go out there and say, you can just give me average Joe out there at receiver. Give me an average Joe at tight end, and just give me a really good offensive line, and I can win this game for you.
Well, the Deuce, you look at Jared Goff. Jared Goff's not in the top five, but the Lions are winners. He's a winner. Look what he went to the Super Bowl with the Rams, and look what he's done with the Lions. I don't know if he's going to win a Super Bowl with the Lions, but he gives you a chance.
He gives you a chance, but here's the thing as well. there's certain things that you know you cannot allow him to do or you want him to do. Was there a game that he did not throw four interceptions in one game?
Yes, it was.
I know it, and Bobby knows it too.
Yeah.
But there's games where he's went out there and thrown five interceptions. Now, here's the question. Here's the question that I ask you. If he doesn't have Sean McVay and if he doesn't have Ben Johnson, what do you have?
Well, the only thing, when he was at Cal Berkeley, and I told Mike this, that he could spin it. I was looking at, like, you know, you look at a quarterback.
He
can like,
spin it at Detroit.
Yeah, but the thing is, he throws it without effort. There's some quarterbacks, when they throw the ball, it looks like effort. Now Jared Goff, he can't move.
But Bobby, Jamar Russell threw a beautiful pass.
Who, Jamarcus Russell?
Yes.
He can throw it far, 90 yards
and all that. But it's still a pretty pass.
Yeah,
pass. But what do you have?
Yeah.
You need more than that.
Yeah.
You need more than that. And then you've got to be able to get guys to be able to say, hey, look, I want to play with that guy. I trust that quarterback. I want to play with that guy.
Well, you know what? I feel more optimistic about our team right now, and he ain't going to play in Atlanta if we had Kirk Cousins. Let me tell you, you look at Joe Flacco with the Browns, how the stability he brings. Look at the skins on the wall with Kirk Cousins. Let's say Kirk Cousins was on our team right now. It ain't no long term. That's like a one thing. Now, he's not going nowhere. You know, Kirk Cousins, you don't hear nothing from him. He got all that damn money. He ain't going to say nothing. He's smart. You know, he knows what to do.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Why?
Listen.
Why?
Kirk Cousins has made more money than Tom Brady in football. I'm just saying, purely football contracts.
But I'm
saying right now, the way I look at like the stability with him, the skins on the wall, then you'd be more optimistic. Right now, I mean, we got all the quarterbacks we have. They ain't won one damn game. Bunch of virgins out there. Now, they might work out. And hopefully that's the case.
After the draft, isn't Cousins almost going to be in the spotlight too?
No.
What happens there?
If they haven't moved him yet, and the time to move him was round two and three.
So you think he's going to back up Penix and be there?
No. He won't be there. His time to move will be if somebody gets banged up in OTAs.
Yep.
His time to move.
An injury.
Yeah, an injury. His time to move will be an injury.
So the Falcons will hold that value with him there.
Why not?
I'm paying him.
No, they ain't enough. I'm telling you, they ain't enough quarterbacks. People might hate on Kirk Cousins.
Why not? So for Kirk Cousins, I just want to stay sharp. But, I mean, it's not right after the draft. I mean, because what you going to trade me a third round for next year?
So
what good does that do me?
Okay, I look at Kirk Cousins probably 10, 11, 12. I look Derek Carr 13, 14. 14-15. I even think Kirk Cousins is better than Derek Carr. I mean, that's my opinion. I don't.
Cajun Cannon, Devin Neal got the message after getting off the phone with us. He got onto Twitter and said, I've always been the dog, an underdog. Now it's time to go. Hashtag who dat?
Oh, yes. Hashtag who dat? Who dat? Where you at? Where you at? I mean, we're going to go like, I like that. Where you at, Devin? Where you at? Who that?
Stick around for more of our TrainSouth.com Draft Fest coverage. We're live at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Be right back on WWL after this.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.